Probably the most important skill in trading is risk management. Let's talk about this today. Welcome to Learn How to Trade Stocks, a podcast by Money Masters with me, your host, Robert. Here you will learn how to trade like a money ninja. Let's get started. If you want to trade profitably in the long run, you have to master the skill of risk management. This is not only important to protect your capital, but also your emotional capital. Because the larger the drawdown in your account, the more difficult it becomes to endure. But first of all, how is risk defined? There are a couple of approaches to define risk. A common one is to define risk as volatility. But then again, you can ask yourself, is volatility really the same as risk? Because let's say there's a stock that's not volatile at all, going sideways, but suddenly it falls down to zero. Yeah, you lose all your money, then it doesn't help that the stock was not volatile before. Or you could define risk as maximum loss per trade or from the account. So how much money can you lose per trade, or how much percent of your account is at risk? Then we could talk about cluster risk. So let's say you put all your capital, all your money into one single stock. That's probably a higher risk than diversifying over a broad portfolio. And we could discuss how risk is really measured. For example, there's some unit of measurement which is called R. R basically stands for risk-reward ratio. And R is used by many traders to evaluate the risk-reward ratio of their trades. This refers to the risk that a trader is willing to take in order to achieve a certain return. For example, if a trader takes a risk of $100 and expects to earn a return of $300 on a successful trade, the risk-reward ratio is 1 to 3 or 3R. This means that the potential profit is 3 times the risk employed. By evaluating the risk-reward ratio of their trades and achieving a profit probability of over 50%, a trader can trade profitably in the long run, even if he or she has to accept losses on some trades. The risk-reward ratio is therefore an important factor for successful risk management in trading. Another related topic is the win ratio. This means how many of the trades are profitable. And if you're a short-term trader, you have to have a high win rate. But if you let your winners run for the long term and thereby achieve some few big home run trades, you can get away with a relatively low win rate. So this means that a high win rate does not mean higher returns, because one trader can have a high win rate but still lower returns than another trader with a low win rate but an overall high return. So how can you manage risk? Of course, in active trading, a stop-loss order is commonly used. So whenever you start a new trade, you should already have a stop-loss in place. And later on, you might decide to move the stop-loss upwards, basically to trail the trade and to protect the gains that you have already made. You could also sell into strength, meaning to withdraw the profit you have already made. You could do that manually or with a take profit order. Then there's also something called trailing stop order, which is automatically trailing the stock price. So an active trading stop order is really, really important. The stop is your only friend in trading. Always respect it. Also, you should avoid binary events. That means events where there's only black or white. For example, earnings release. It's very common that stocks gap up or down pre-market after the earnings numbers have been announced. Same thing with biotech stocks. When there's some biotech data being released, this is also a binary event where stock price can... So you should always have that on your radar. You should always be aware that this kind of binary event is coming up. All right, so what's the math behind risk management? So first of all, the risk refers to the entire trading account. For example, you could decide that you always want to risk 1% of your account per trade. So for example, if you have $100,000 in your account, 1% means you would risk $1,000 per trade. And if the stop loss is now $5 away from the entry, you can calculate how big the position can be. That means how many shares you can buy to risk about 1% of your account. In this case, that would be 200 because 200 times 5 is $1,000. But be aware, we also have to make sure that there is no risk of clustering. For example, we could establish the rule that no more than one quarter of the capital may ever be put into a single stock. Yeah, in our example that we just had, if a share of a stock cost $50, we would have invested 200 times 50 and therefore $10,000, meaning 1/10 of the account. But if the stock price is $500, we would have invested 200 times 500 and therefore 100,000, meaning 100% of the whole account. So you can see that the cluster risk is particularly prevalent in high price stocks if you're not careful. So how do you implement risk management in reality? You can of course calculate in your head if you like. You could also use a position size calculator, either in Excel or maybe even implement it into your charting software, or you could try to look for one position size calculator somewhere online. That's it for today, but before we end, we'd like to ask you for a tiny favor. Could you please give this podcast a positive rating and maybe even a short review? You would really help me a lot with that. Thank you very much. May the momentum be with you. Bye-bye.